Welcome back to Footsteps in the Attic. I am so excited for tonight's guest because, you know, if I had one wish, it would be to experience Christmas every day of the year because I absolutely love Christmas. And my guest tonight, in a sense, gets to do that very thing because she is the founder of the Santa Claus Museum in Santa Claus, Indiana. Please welcome my guest tonight, Pat Cook. Pat, how are you doing?
I'm doing very well, thank you. And I'm just really enjoying the season. We've been really busy, had many, many visitors, many guests, many children. It's just been really exciting. And what do we have, a week and a half or so to go? And then the big guy will be going out on his trip, right?
You're darn right he will. And I am just fascinated, Pat, by, first of all, I'm jealous because you get to live in Santa Claus. Can you tell me a little bit about like where the town acquired its name and its origin?
Yes, I can. The town was originally Santa Fe, F-E-E. And I had a dear grandmother named Apollonia Shu, with whom I spent a great deal of time, who always called the town Santa Fe. And I never questioned that. And in 1856, the postmaster from Fulda, this is a Germanic part of the world here, applied for a post office in the town of Santa Fe. He thought there were enough people. There was a school and a grocery store and an inn and a creamery. And it was a kind of blacksmith. It was a thriving community. So he applied for a post office, and he was from Fulda. He was postmaster there. And so the application went to, according to the application, which is in our museum, it went to Washington City, January 8th, 1856. And someone wrote, choose another name than Santa Fe. They obviously did not see the two E's. I have no idea why, because they were very well, you could see them very well.
Yeah.
So anyway, because they said choose another name but Santa Fe, because there was already a post office in Indiana for Santa Fe. So the townspeople thought somebody wrote Santa Claus, and then they scratched through that. And then somebody wrote Seedlick and scratched over that. And then somebody wrote Santa Claus with an E above all of that. And that was the name that was given and, of course, changed history. Wow. There had been talk of naming it after the circuit rider preacher who was Wittenbach. Had we been Wittenbach, Indiana, nobody'd be visiting us.
Very good point.
As it is, we got the name of Santa Claus. And, of course, there is no E on Claus. And we have several documents down there. Sometimes it was one word, sometimes a small C. Through the years, it sort of changed off and on. But now, of course, it's with computers, it's Santa. But the magic of that is that the postmaster of Fulda's name was Nikolaus Fischer, spelled the German way. Now, you think that is a magic? Nikolaus
wow.
was, yeah. Isn't that a great story?
Oh, my gosh, that's tremendous. And you have a lot to do with the town because you actually started the Santa Claus Museum. And I have to ask, what was your motivation behind that?
Well, I am 92 years old.
God bless you.
And when I turned 90, I was still very active. My family started a theme park here in Santa Claus, my father-in-law and my father. And I worked there for a long, long time and loved it. And then the family grandchildren took that over and started another one in Alabama and worked there for a long, long time. And so when I sort of turned a little bit past 90, I thought, okay, I need to find something to do because I love working. I love people.
Amazing.
So I thought, people don't know the history, like you just asked me. Why was the town named? How was it next?
Yeah.
Who were the first people that lived here? Who was the preacher? Why was the church built? Where was the post office located? All of those things that people didn't know. And my husband and I developed a wonderful community to live in called Christmas Lake Village with three lakes and a golf course and all sorts of wonderful things. They don't know how that was started. So I thought, I have to do this. I'm the person who's lived through this.
That's
and
incredible.
So I have a degree in nursing and a degree in ministry, which I know nothing about museums, but I just went out and started doing it and just collecting artifacts, which I had a lot of, I still do a lot of material. I acquired the original post office building built in 1856. So it sits on the grounds and we have children come in here and answer letters. And we write help Santa answer letters in the back room of the post office.
I love
and then
that.
I acquired the original church from 1880 and it is just beautiful and moved it on the grounds. It's just with everything in it is original. It's just the cool old lamps and all the furniture, all the pews and everything. And so that's 1880. And then there was a statue here that was built in 1935. And it's a large 22-foot statue of Santa Claus in concrete. It's just magnificent.
I love it.
And it stands on the property. So we have three beautiful things. Plus, in a large warehouse we acquired on the grounds, some space for a museum to put documents. And, well, we have trains running. I have a wax figure of my father who helped Santa Claus for 53 years in this town, and a Santa Claus office, and many, many, much documentation and pictures and things like that. So that's what's on the grounds of Santa Claus Museum and Village.
That is incredible. First of all, I don't think anybody listening would ever suspect you are 92 because you're so youthful and just completely busy. So hats off to you for that, Pat. And I'm curious, you had mentioned before we went on the air that you were answering letters. And is that correct that in Indiana, Santa Claus, Indiana, that's the only place where, you know, you can write a letter directly to Santa Claus and it's answered. And so you and your elves are busy answering these letters.
We are very busy helping Santa answer letters because Santa's busy getting ready for the big trip and he is still making toys and getting everything organized. So we help Santa. He can't be here all the time. He visits, but he can't be here all the time. So the elves help him answer all the mail. And up to today, we have done over 13,000 letters.
Wow. 13,000 letters. That is incredible.
We will certainly do probably 20 or 25,000 or maybe even 30,000. But if people are listening, I would get them out today because we cannot mail them out after probably the 20th because Christmas is on the weekend this year. And it's difficult to get them out to California, New York, places like
sure.
that.
Do people show up, Pat, just to get that Santa Claus postmark on their Christmas card? Do you get a lot of out-of-towners?
Oh yes. Oh, yes. People drive here to go to the post office and get – there's a special stamp that's put up on the right-hand corner. A local student, there's a contest to draw that postmark every year, and that postmark then is put on every letter. And like our chief, one of our elves, we call our male elf, he's a male, but he does a male him. he goes over every morning, and on the letters we have processed through this day, he will put that special stamp on each one of those letters.
That is unbelievable. I love it, though. I absolutely love it. It must just feel so amazing every year to see and appreciate the love of Christmas and Santa Claus, Indiana, and everything that the town has contributed to the holiday season.
It is. It's wonderful. We had our parade this weekend, and we started out in a little gloomy weather. It ended with hard rain, and we all just kept out in the – we didn't leave the parade. We just did it. And hordes of people were there. Just, we were so, so busy all over town, everywhere. We have a Christmas store, and of course, everything's named for Christmas here. Everything.
I love it.
And yes. And so there were so many people visiting, writing letters to Santa and leaving them here and visiting. And then there's a drive-through light show at the campground and what we call the Festival of Lights through the the gated community, all the houses really decorate, and people can drive through and look at the decorations. We have food trucks, lots of great restaurants where they can eat. It's wonderful.
I'll bet even the street signs have Christmas colors, don't they?
Oh, the street signs, my husband and I named the ones in the gated community, and the major three are named for the Magi.
I love
Caspar,
that.
Caspar, Melchior, and Balthazar, yes.
Oh, that's beautiful.
Yes, yes. And then there's a chestnut by the fire. There's a sled run. There's a cupid. And there's a dancer and a dasher, a prancer lane.
That is unbelievable. I absolutely love that. And you mentioned, like, you know, like communities and, you know, there's gated communities. Is there like a Christmas etiquette if you're going to come and live in Santa Claus? Like, do you, like, you know, you don't want any Grinches showing up and not putting up their lights. Like, is it heavily suggested for people to be in the spirit? Because I know that's what I would want if I was living in Santa Claus.
Yes, you have to get in the spirit. You have to. In fact, we even volunteer to help senior citizens decorate if they can't do it. So we really want to be festive and really celebrate. And you said what I sometimes tell the children on the letters. Keep this Christmas spirit all year long. Wouldn't the world be a great place? Yes.
Oh, amen to that. I love that. I absolutely love that.
I so many children this year, and I'm just amazed, and it makes me feel good. They are hoping that the homeless will be taken care of at Christmas. Wow. And I think it's wonderful that the children are thinking of that and of, you know, other children that might not. You don't have to give me everything. You can give it to somebody that doesn't have what they need, which is just wonderful that they're thinking that way.
Yeah, we sure need a lot more of that in the world, don't we?
Yes, yes. And so we always compliment them on that.
Now, I'm curious. What is Christmas Day like in Santa Claus? Because I'm jealous. I would want to be there in the morning experiencing everything, you know, the energy of Santa Claus. So what is it like there on Christmas Day?
Actually, Christmas Day is pretty quiet. We go through Christmas Eve, and then, you know, Santa's finished and finishing up that long trip. And we always say that, well, the town kind of goes to sleep after Christmas because it has been so busy. We have a wonderful, very large amusement park here. It's very busy. Holiday World celebrates all the holidays. And so that's very busy in the summer. So all summer we're very busy. And then in the fall we celebrate, of course, Thanksgiving and Halloween and Christmas. And I have the legacy of my father having helped Santa as Santa Claus for 54 years. And he always said, you know, on Christmas Day, you remember the real meaning of Christmas and go to a church of your choice and gather together as family and have a great meal.
That is, I mean, well said. And your father was absolutely right. And, you know, for somebody who's never visited the town, you've covered it pretty well. What are some of, like, the highlights? What are the things to do in Santa Claus for somebody that's never visited? What are all the points you recommend hitting?
Well, the first thing I would do would be go to our wonderful Visitors Bureau because it has all the directions and brochures to give you to show you what you should see. And it is prominently displayed with a large sign. And then we have a beautiful Christmas store that is just has everything imaginable that you might want, and an ornament shop. We have a Santa's toy store. We have two restaurants that are great, great food. We have the real post office that you stop by and see, and then of course. The museum and village, and then there's a candy castle that was also built in 1935.
Wow.
That people can visit. So, and we have the Santa Claus Christian Church and St. Nicholas Catholic Church. So, and a wonderful campground called, well, it was Lake Rudolph. It's called Sun Outdoors now, but, And, you know, we have a Dollar General store, of course.
Absolutely. Great for Christmas gifts, too. If you need those stocking stuffers, you go visit the Dollar General.
And a great, great grocery store and a little shop called Evergreen for clothing. And there's lots to do. There's just a lot to do. And just in the whole environs, as I said, there's a lot of things to see and very friendly people.
Yeah.
To welcome you and help you. Mm-hmm.
Do you get requests from all over the country? Just like, you know, people, you know, because it's viewed as, you know, Christmas Mecca, like the North Pole. So do you get random requests from people like of all varieties?
Requests for what?
Just like letters to the town, like asking if Santa can come visit and things like that, you know, because
yes,
it's just.
Yes, yeah. Yes. The letters arrive all through the year, and a lot in the summertime when the amusement park is open and the campground. And we get every kind of letter in the world. Grandma's right. We have people that say, please help my grandma get well, or my mother get well, or someone who's incarcerated asking to send a letter to their child. And we just get all kinds. We laugh, we cry, we commiserate with each other, and we feel good about doing it. We really do. But we have received so many letters today. I think there were 10 people writing. And it's you know, some of the children don't write carefully, so sometimes we can't read the name, or
right.
We can't even make out the address, but we work hard to do that. We want to try to get a letter to every child, but if there's no address, we can't. Santa knows where they are. He will come.
That's right.
They won't get a letter if we don't have an address, because Santa's not here all the time.
Yes, Santa's quite busy, so luckily we have Pat and the elves to help out, so which is a wonderful thing.
We have wonderful sweatshirts to buy that say Santa's Elf, Santa Claus, Indiana.
Oh, I love that.
You can become an elf.
Oh, that's wonderful. Oh, we're going to talk more about that in a second. I just wanted to throw in, apparently Abraham Lincoln used to live only, 5 miles from the town? That's amazing.
Yes, and his mother is buried there, and his sister. His mother got milkweed disease and died here. And, of course, that was a big tragedy in Abraham Lincoln. He loved his mother.
Yeah.
He always said, all that I am, I owe to my angel mother. So,
wow.
Yes, and we have a Lincoln Boyhood National Memorial and a Lincoln State Park, and both are really fun to visit and see.
Jeez.
And they're just, 5 miles away.
Wow. Such history in your area. But Pat, you know, I only have a couple more questions, but I have to ask you personally, what is your favorite Christmas movie and Christmas song?
Oh, my goodness. Well, my favorite Christmas song is Santa Claus Has Come to Indiana.
Look at that.
Nobody knows that song.
No. This is the first time hearing of this. This is an exclusive.
Yes, and it is a song, and I have sheet music for it. Santa Claus Has Come to Indiana.
I love
that's
that.
The beginning, yeah. And I don't get a chance to watch Christmas movies. I'm sorry.
You're busy. No, you don't have to be sorry.
I really don't. I mean, I get home late. I'm tired.
God bless you. I still cannot believe you're 92. You do not act or sound in any way 92. So you're inspiring.
I intend to live a long time because I have an awfully lot to do.
Yes, you do.
I want to write a history of the gated community and how it was formed, and St. Nicholas Church and how it was formed, because we need to preserve history.
Yes.
It's just really important.
Couldn't agree more. It's so right. Important. And you have, I mean, you're a fountain of information. So every, you know, piece of information in your head, you need to get that out on pen and paper so people can read all about the town and the history.
Well, I just finished a book called Santa's Daughter.
Oh, perfect.
And it has a great deal. It can be bought on Amazon. Here I come, marketing a little bit.
Good. No, but please anyway. Do.
It has history of the early park, which was Santa Claus Land. It became Holiday World, and history of my father and his journey become helping, being Santa's main helper, and myself and my family. I did it for my family originally, and then a friend read it and said, "You have to get this published," which I really didn't want to, but I did, and people say they really love it, and I'm glad. It has a lot of history of the area and then of Santa Claus Land, and how a lot of things around here, my native town of Moriah Hill, where I grew up. So it's history, and as I said, it's important.
Yeah, throw out the name of that book one more time where they can find it on Amazon.
Santa's Daughter.
Well, that's easy. Santa's Daughter. I will totally be looking that up. And where can people donate to the museum?
Santa Claus Museum and Village, P.O. Box 1, Santa Claus, Indiana, 47579.
Amazing. Is there anything that you can, you know, any words of wisdom that you can, you know, impart our way before we wrap this up? Because you do so much for other people. What would you want the listeners out there to know?
I think preserving the belief in Santa Claus is so important, because children can get so much information and they can doubt and they can question. And believing in a spirit, that is Santa Claus, the spirit of caring and loving and serving and bringing joy, is so important to everybody. And preserving that by answering these letters and getting a letter from Santa being so important to a child. But just the fact that we are helping to maintain that wonderful belief.
I love that. And I fully believe in Santa Claus. I believe in the Christmas spirit, and it is perfectly encapsulated in a person like yourself, Pat. So I want to thank you for everything you do. And for all of us Christmas lovers out there, we appreciate you founding the museum, which I will be visiting. So I'm definitely going to come and see you and your work. So I cannot wait to visit.
It can't be done. It's done with so many wonderful people who volunteer and help, like all the people that come help Santa answer letters during this. They could be shopping and doing other things. And so it's a teamwork. It's from the whole town and countryside that come and help to get this done. So it takes a village to get things done, and we are that village.
Yes. And you're not just any village, you're Santa Claus Village, and that couldn't be any more special. Well, Pat, I want to thank you so much. I'm going to ask you to hold on, because I just want to thank you off air for your time. But for Footsteps in the Attic, this is Brian Hobson. For the wonderful founder of the Santa Claus Museum, Pat Cook, we'll see you next week.